He took in the meaning of the scene in the moment. He got up quickly and walked around the American's table to the extra chair, picked up the boy's things and returned to his side as we stared unbelieving. "Your coat, sir." He helped the boy into the heavy garment with all the deft sureness of the perfectly trained gentleman's gentleman. "Your cap, sir." The general pressed it into the blind American's grasp. A pause, and then, "Your stick, sir." As the American took his cane, he fumbled for something in his overcoat pocket. He pressed a coin into General Borden's hand. The great man's bow was more for the occasion than for the boy who could not see him, but only we at that table were near enough to catch his words, which were meant only for the young American. The general said, "Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir." Then my eyes filled, and I could see no better than the boy who had been so kindly and humbly served by the Man of Steel.
One soldier who's having a real Christmas reunion this year. He's out at Halron General Hospital in Willowbrook, Staten Island.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, the National Broadcasting Company is privileged to bring you a portion of the annual program of Christmas carols as they are sung by the choir and congregation of this great metropolitan church. In just a moment, we will have one of the most beautiful of the traditional carols, the First Noel.
And the love of God.
Welcome be thou, heavenly king. Welcome, born one glad morning. Welcome for whom we shall sing. And here is another from the ancient treasury of Christmas songs. Welcome, Yule. Congregation of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, a join in a carol that was born in France, The Sleep of the Child Jesus.
Thank you.
Snowbound mountains, snowbound valleys, snowbound plateaus clad in white, fur-robed mujiks, fur-robed nobles, fur-robed children see the light. And thus begins the favorite of all the Christmas carols sung in white Russia, the Carol of the Russian Children. The Carol of the Russian Children. Our program of Christmas carols from the Cathedral of St. John continues with another old favorite, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. Now we hear the choir and the congregation of St. John the Divine. They sing an old Alsatian carol, Sleep, Little Dove.
Thank you.
From one of the world's great churches, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, we have brought you a portion of the evening prayer service in which the choir and congregation of the cathedral united in singing some of the most beautiful carols in the treasury of Christmas songs. We hope you enjoyed it. This is the National Broadcasting Company.